بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد الله العلي العظيم ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله الغالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلوات والسلام حضرات علماء اكرام and my respected and beloved brothers in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Beloved brothers, from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know that the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have no limits. But from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most precious commodity, the most greatest gift from amongst the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most beloved thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this wealth of iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And a person who has been blessed with the wealth of iman, who has been blessed with this deen of Islam, beloved brothers, this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a certain person. Because we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this deen and iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only grants it to such a person whom Allah loves. But this world, the material things of this world, the luxuries of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it to whom He loves and He does not love. So if a person possesses wealth, materials of this wealth only, beloved brothers, one should not feel that I am the beloved of Allah. Yes, if a person has wealth, together with that, he is living his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is living his life according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, then one can say that person is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the contrary, a person who is living his life in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on one side he's accumulating and accumulating and accumulating the things of this world, and that person feels I'm a beloved of Allah. Beloved brothers, such a person is a fool. Because we look back, beloved brothers, there were people like Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, etc., who possessed everything of this world, but live their lives in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of us know what they were destined to. Beloved brothers, there are many, many people, millions and thousands of people on the face of this earth, who deny the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Millions of people who reject the existence of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of all that, Allah is giving them dunya, beloved. So the accumulation of wealth is not a sign of success. It is not a sign of dignity and honor in this world, beloved brothers. The hallmark and the sign of dignity and honor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hallmark of success In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got nothing to do with the materials of this world. It has only got to do with deen, nothing but deen. Why Bilal brothers? جب سے اللہ پاک نے اس دنیا کو بنایا اسی وقت سے اللہ پاک نے اس دنیا کو ختم کرنے کا فیصلہ بھی فرمایا. From the very instance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya and the things of this world, at that very same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decided to destroy this world. And from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world and the things of this world, never ever did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at the things of this world or this world with the eyes of mercy, with the eyes of rahmah. Yes. But since the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannat, 5 times a day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Jannat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Jannat, O Jannat, khubsurat ho jau, muzayyan ho jau, arasta ho jau. O Jannat, beautify yourself, decorate yourself, adorn yourself. Why, beloved brothers? Because this world one day will come to an end. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Everything on the face of this earth, no matter how gigantic or enormous the creation may be, or how minute the creation may be, everything will come to an end. In the mafhum of one hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels to taste of death. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the command that the angels also should taste of death, then the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into josh. And the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak and say, O Allah, are your angels also going to die? Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Uskut, khamush hoja, remain silent. قَدْ كَتَبْتُ الْمَوْتِ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مَنْ كَانَ تَحْتَ عَرْشِي. I have decreed death for every living soul that is under my arsh, under my throne. So beloved brothers, each and every one of us, young or old, rich or poor, black or white, educated or uneducated, every human being that came in this world had to go. Sabhi aaye jaane ke liye. Every human being, male or female, every human being that came to go. No human being came to stay. So beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His kindness, by His grace and mercy, by His love for us, beloved brothers, without even asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without even supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this beautiful deen. And what is deen, beloved brothers? This deen of Islam that Allah Pak has granted us. It is not just a name, beloved brothers. We are not just Muslims by name. Or we are not just Muslims by dress. No, beloved brothers. Deen consists of amal, of different actions. And if any Muslim brother or sister, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, brings total deen in his or her life, it is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant such a person tranquility, peace of mind, barakat in sustenance. In this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make such a person taste Jannat. And this is what the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, understood from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That dignity and honor, success and failure, peace of mind, contentment of heart, is not kept in things. These are in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to bring your attention to one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And beloved brothers, each and every one of us, we ponder on this word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find that our solutions of this world, the solutions of the qabr, and the solutions of the akhirat are found in this hadith. A sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is mentioned by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi in his kitab Musnad al-Imam Ahmad. He said, a sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, uridu an akuna a'lama an-nas. Ya Allah, ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mi a'lama banna chahtahun. What he says, O Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to be the most learned from all people. It is our desire as well. We want to be clever than the next. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tell this person? He did not tell him, go and study this encyclopedia, or go and buy this book or that book. No, beloved brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, اتق الله تكن أعلم الناس. Inculcate the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inculcate taqwa in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you the greatest of alims. He does not stop there, beloved brothers. Sahaba were not like me and you. They were thirsty for knowledge. They would travel from country to country just for one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, Ya Rasulullah, uridu an akuna akram an-nas. Oh, beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to be the most honored from all people. We also want respect and dignity in society. But what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tell him? لا تشكو من أمرك شيئا إلى الخلق تكون أكرم الناس. If you have any problem, do not turn to the creation, but turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant you honor. Then he says, Ya Rasulullah, أريد أن أكون أخص الناس. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish to become a VIP. Like we will put in our terms, a special, a very important person in society. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tell him? He says, أكثر من ذكر الله تكون أخص الناس. Make excessive dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make you a VIP. Nothing to do with wealth, beloved brothers. What he came for and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving him, he's going back with amal, beloved brothers, which will help him dunya, qabr and akhirat. He does not stop there. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uridu an akuna khayran nas. I wish to become the best of all people. Subhanallah. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? Kun nafi'an lin nas takun khayran nas. Be beneficial to people. Allah will make you the best of all people. What is our condition today, beloved brothers? Instead of causing good to people, we're causing harm. We just want to take away and take away from people. Everyone knows their rights, but no one is ready to fulfill his own rights. That is the dunya today. Be good to people, Allah, be beneficial to people, Allah will make you the best of all people. Then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uridu an yuwassa' fi rizqi. اے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, I want barakat in my ruzi. You go to any shopkeeper today, beloved brothers, you ask him how's business, make dua Allah give barakat. Today we're running from this hazrat to that maulana to this maulana for taweez. Look in our shops, big barakat taweez. What is barakat, beloved brothers? Barakat is not excess of wealth. Because today what we got, we want more and more. Hal min mazid, hal min mazid. We are never satisfied and contented, no. Nabi sallallahu, what is barakat, beloved brothers? Barakat, the little we got, it suffices for the needs of our dunya and akhirat. Today we got so much, then to our needs of this world are not being fulfilled. So what prescription we got for barakat, beloved brothers? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, adim ala taharati yuwassa' fi rizqik. Remain in the condition of wudu. Allah Pak will grant you barakat in your sustenance. Today we don't understand what is wudu, beloved brothers. To remain in the condition of wudu, we don't understand the barakat of this. What blessings there are in wudu. How was it that Allahu Akbar, Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala and whose footsteps were heard in Jannah. The barakat of wudu, that after, no matter what time of the night it was, he performed, if his wudu broke, he made wudu, performed two rakats, tahiyyat wudu, and made salat. The barakat of wudu, beloved brothers, footsteps were heard by who? By Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the sahabi carries on, beloved brothers, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uridu an akuna aghnan nas. O Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish to become the most richest of all people. Today the rich one to become richer and the poor one to become richer. No one is contented, beloved. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Kun qani'an takun aghnan nas. The little that you've got, be happy with it. Be contented with it. Allah will make you the richest of all people. If a person is blessed with the quality of qana'at, of contentment, that is the greatest of riches, beloved ones. Once a person has contentment of mind, peace of heart, he's got everything, beloved ones. And then the sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أريد أن أكون أقوى الناس. تمام لوگوں میں سب سے قوی بننا چاہتا ہوں. سب سے طاقتور بننا چاہتا ہوں. I wish to be the most powerful and the most strong of all people. Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell him go to this club, to the health and racket club, or to go to the gym. No, beloved brothers. Today we all want to build muscles. That can't help a person, beloved brothers. On the scales, on the day of Qiyamah, you can weigh how much you want to, that's not going to benefit you. You're strong, you must be inside, beloved brothers. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him? Tawakkal ala Allah, takun aqwa nas. Put your reliance in Allah, create tawakkul in you, Allah will make you the most powerful of all people. Why, beloved brothers? If a person has tawakkul in Allah, he relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can overcome such a person? Is there any other power greater than the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If a person has tawakkul, he has Allah on his side, no one can be with him. No one can harm him. Because he's got Allah with him. It carries on, beloved brothers. From this, beloved brothers, we just analyze this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What lessons there are for myself, for each and every one of us, and every person to come till the day of Qiyamah. These few lessons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we bring it to our lives, and make amal on it, inshallah, not only in this world, Allah will grant us peace of mind, tranquility, barakat in this dunya. Allah will make our life of the qabr easy one, and the stages of the akhirah also easy one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq and the hidayah to bring total deen in our lives. Wa akhiru dawana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.